In this week's parsha, Parsha B'chukesei, so we read the Teicha, the terrible Einshim Rechwan al-Tzlan, which happened to Klal Yisrael if Klal Yisrael does not keep Teiru Mitzvahs. And in Per Chavov, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, so the Teira mentions two klolos, Vashimaisi es Mikdashechem, Veloya Riach Bereach Nichechachem. There'll be a shmama of Mikdash. Mikdash will be destroyed, and the Rebbeinu Shlom will no longer smell the Reach Nichayach of the Karbonis. Rashi learns up, Leia Riach Bereach Nichechachem is Bittel HaKarbonis, that the Rebbeinu Shlom will take away from us the ability to bring Karbonis. Vashimaisis Mikdashechem is that throngs of people will no longer come to the Beis HaMikdash. Two separate pronies. There's a Ramban in Parsha B'chukesei, a very important Ramban, and the Ramban learns up that we find in the Torah two Teichas. We find the Teicha of Parsha B'chukesei, and we find the Teicha of Parshas Ki Sovet. And one finds several differences between both the Averis, the Einshim, the Holoch Yelech of these two Teichas. And the Ramban explains that the Teichacha in Parsha B'chukesei is referring to Churban Bayis Rishain, and the subsequent Geula at the end of Teichacha is referring to the Geula from Golos Rishain, Golos Bavel. Mash'egin, the second Teichacha, is referring to the Churban Bayis Sheni, and the Geula over there is referring to the Geula Asida. And the Ramban makes several diyukim in the Pasuk to bring this out. One is actually very fascinating, that every single time in the Torah, where the Torah warns Klal Yisrael doing Averis, generally the central focus is Avodah Zarah. The only place in the Torah where Avodah Zarah is not mentioned is in the Teicha of Parsha Ki Sovet. It's referring to Churban Bayis Sheni after the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah is destroyed. And he says over here that if you look at the Geula in Parsha B'chukesei, it does not refer to a Tshuva Shlema, just a matter of just Vidui, not a Tshuva Shlema, like it says in Parsha Ki Sovet. And we find by Daniel, the Anshe Bayis Sheni, that they were Misvade, Pasuk in Daniel, Chaton Avinu Rishonu, Ki B'chateinu V'Shoseinu Shtayim V'Am Chalecherpa. You find in Nehemiah, Ezra, you find Vidui, you find in Inyan Vidui, you don't find the Tshuva Shlema, and you don't find these Haftachas of the Kibetzra Mikol Amin, because only a small part of Klal Yisrael Taka returns by Churban after Churban Bayis Rishon. You look at Parsha Ki Sovet, there talks about Kibetzra Mikol Amin, because that's talking about when Mashiach comes, it's referring to the Gula Asida. Another thing he points out, that in Parsha Ki Sovet, it talks about a Goy Merachik, talks about Shalei Yishmael L'Shoinai, talking about Edom, comes from far away. The language of Rami is not similar to the language of Eretz Yisrael. This wasn't a Goy Merachik, Bavel wasn't so far away. Aramis is similar to Lashon HaKodesh, they understood Aramis. So he points out various chilukim, and he proves of this that we're referring over here to Churban Bayis Rishon. One of the zachin, one of the psukim, which the Ramban uses to prove his point, is our pasuk. He starts off that over here with Masker of Avodah Zarah, Bama is Chamonim, Gilulim, like we all know that Churban Bayis Rishon is Avodah Zarah, and then he brings our pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vashimaisis mikdashechem, v'lo yariach bereach nichechachem." And he says like this, "Vashimaisis mikdashechem." Rashi learned what's going on the Eilei Regel, the throngs of people. It says, "Go into Churban Bayis Mikdash." The Bayis Mikdash is being destroyed. But then it says, "V'lo yariach bereach nichechachem." So he says like this: Yisayir behem l'salgma mikdashay. Yasrahim, he warns them, they misalak the mikdash, the kibul or karbonus shu, the rotsum wave of mikdashu, and the kibul or karbonus. And he brings down that the reason why this is appropriate over here, and you don't find such a pasuk by Bayashani, is because by Bayashani, even when the mikdash was standing, there wasn't the inyan of karbonus being oilal or rotsum. Because the ash didn't go down from Shemayim, the item in a gevissa mas, the Beit Mikdash was carved straight through. There wasn't Reach Nichayach, there wasn't ash yerid min Shemayim, and therefore these einshim are not repeated. So loyariach bereach nichayachem is not bittel her karbonis, but it's more than that. It's this darga of rotzen that karbonis brought to the Bereshitayim, mikdash refers to Eish Minash Shemayim. This darga mikdash, that is darga in Kabbalah's karbonis to rotzen, that was not a Bayesheni klal uklal. And that's the teichacha, which that's the einish which the teichacha is referring to. What's fascinating is that there's an etziv which learns a different shat in Lo Yariach Bereach Nichayachem, and he wants to make a halacha l'maisa nafka mina based on his taich in Lo Yariach Bereach Nichayachem. He brings Jasantazach. He says that we hold the halacha that makriven al pishayim bayis. We know the halacha that kedushas hamikdash is kayim la'adal olmei olam, and therefore there's no heter bombas with manazeh. And the Gemara tells us makriven al pishayim bayis that welcoming karbonis technically speaking with manazeh. L'maisa, we find that throughout history they basically did not bring karbonis. We find they did not bring karbonis. There is a Messiah that until Churban Beitar, for 54 years after Churban Bayesheni, they did bring Korban Pesach. And we find throughout the various dayers, different dayers attempting to bring karbonis, discussing whether it could be or they couldn't be. But historically, we know that Klal Yisrael did not bring karbonis. And the Netziv says that when the pasuk says le'ariach bereach nichayachem, the Torah was saying that there will not be reach nichayach. And since there will not be reach nichayach, so therefore the Netziv learns that the karbonis is going to be possible. Gemara Mishnah tells us l'shem shisha dvarim hazevach nizbach. One is l'shem reach nichayach. Reach nichayach, he says, it's nai, which is ma'akiv in carbon, and therefore without reach nichayach, carbonates cannot be brought. Carbon Pesach? Carbon Pesach is different. Carbon Pesach doesn't say reach nichayach, and therefore carbon Pesach they brought for those 54 years. However, bizman hazeh, we cannot have then the basement, then the Mizbeach was destroyed and didn't have a trust for the Mizayilam. Mizbeach is Ma'akev in all Shittas Karbonis. And basically, Lo Yariach Bereach Nichayachem is a halacha that Reach Nichayach cannot take place after Bishas Churban Beis HaMikdash. Now, it's not just with the Ramban, because the Ramban says they're referring to Reach Nichayach, which did not exist in Bayesheni, also in Bayesheni, Broker Bonus. So, referring to a different darga, they're talking about Reach Nichayach, which is Ma'akiv carbon, and that's the way the Hamak Dava goes, and the Siv goes, and he says this whole Inyan of Makrin Al Pishayim Bayis, the Gemara brings it once by Ezra. Once the Rebbe Yisrael gave them Rishus to build back the base of Mikdash, they hadn't yet built it yet. So then they used the previous Kedusha, because that was a bittel in Lo Yariach Bereach Nichayachem. And when Mitzvah Mashiach comes, if we have Rishus to build the base of Mikdash before it's built, before it comes down for Shemayim, we'll be able to go out and bring Karbonis, because the Rebbe Yisrael is Mesalik that Klala. But Be'ikr Hadid, Lo Yariach Bereach Nichayachem is a psul in carbon. Now it's Ad Kedei Kach that the Netziv is bothered. Why is a person chayiv and shkutei chutz b'zman hazeh? Why is a person chayiv and shkutei chutz b'zman hazeh? Because l'chayra, the karbonos are all pasul because of a chesaron of reach nichayach. But that's the way he learns up over here. But reach nichayachem is that karbonos are pasul b'zman hazeh, due to a lack of reich nechayach. It's interesting, there's a brisker rov, because one who learns Zvachim will see that the shish dvarim, that the zevach nisbach, one of them has to be l'shem, that carbon, has to be l'shem ba'olav, and l'shem reich, l'shem nechayach. Now, the other four are kosher, l'shem reich, l'shem nechayach, v'shech shalot, l'shem reich, l'shem nechayach, even ma'ash v'keret, the carbon is possible. The only time when the carbon is not possible, carbon is kosher. You do l'shem, l'shalot, l'shem reich, l'shem lo, l'shem nechayach, the carbon is 100% kosher. Carbon is 100% kosher. If you do it shloi l'shma, or the of a different shame carbon, or you do it for a different bailim, so then the halach is that most carbonus, that the carbon itself is kosher, it's not ilo bailim l'shem chayva. So over here, the Nitziv is naming on that it's totally possible. But if you look at Biskarov, the Biskarov explains that avada, all those six carbonus, six kavanus are ma'akev in carbon. But there's like a stumble of shema. The reason why the Rishayim Reich, Rishayim Nechayach works is because it is stumble of shema. And because it is stumble of shema, so therefore, even if you think not like that, Lamaisa, the stam of the carbon, the hekdash of the carbon, makes a stumble of shema, and that's going to go ahead and be maksh of the carbon. But if you tell me it's not Shayach and Metzias, no Reich Nechayach, so it may have about the Shayach Metzias, no Reich Nechayach, so therefore it would be totally possible. Again, it's like the Biskrov learns up that without Reich Nechayach, it's also possible. He's masking that it's a principle. It's not the pshat, the reason why it's kosher is because those cards are ma'akev. They are ma'akev. Nor of us, they're always there. They're built in the stam of the shema. So therefore, the Torah says, Reich Reich and Chacham, the Torah is Masalach goes Karbonis. Zok din Netziv, the Karbonis will be possible. The only problem that he has is, why is Shkutei Chutz Chayiz Banazeh? The Chayiz is not Roy, Le Pesach El Maid. If one looks in Binyan Sin, Trus Nor Chaner, he also goes with such a mahalach. He learns that from Hashem Meisis Mikdashechem. Hashem Meisis Mikdashechem. That's where he learns this Inyan. Going Vait Reich Reich Nechachem. That together, that it means that there's no Reich Nechach. He learns that the halacha is, it's kosher v'lay olum. The Hainu is kosher v'lay olu, so since it's kosher v'lay olu l'shem chayva, so avada, there's no chiyuv b'zman is that to go ahead and bring karbonis, because you're bringing something which is kosher v'lay olu, so therefore the Rebbeinu doesn't want such a carbon, and since the Rebbeinu doesn't want such a carbon, so therefore you're not supposed to bring it. But avada is kosher b'dievet, since it's kosher b'dievet, so therefore there could be iser of shkutei chutz, because the ma'aseh is roy l'skal b'fnim. Want to say it's stronger, there's a stipler, a very geschmack, a stipler in Shuas. Stipler is a kasha that we hold, that makriv apisha bais. Ram says makriv apisha bais. And the Ram brings that aloha not by the chatchil de gemitzvah krova, but he brings it l'gabi shkutei chutz, because makriv apisha bais, so therefore there is an iser of shkutei chutz. We find the moshe l'gabi other halachas that we hold that carbonas were bottle with the Churban Beis Mikdash. For example, the Gemara says that Bisman Hazeh, the Ram passed like this, that a Bukhar is Momen Hedit, is Momen Kain. In other words, so the Bukhar would be a carbon, the carbon would be brought to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, wouldn't be a Momen Kain. Bisman Hazeh, since the mice are waiting to get a Mum, so therefore a Bukhar is Momen Kain. The Rambam also paskins that someone's matl mum b'zman hazeh is not leike, since l'maisa we don't bring carbonus b'zman hazeh. Chayis the chastira, the Rambam paskins grew up afi shein bias. So the stipler reads a rub. He brings a chinuch. The chinuch says the mitzvah tov mem. The chinuch explains that he doesn't say why, but the chinuch says that even though we hold him grew up afi shein bias, but l'maisa there's no chiv to bring carbonus b'zman hazeh. That what's the gear to the bchar mum and kain or not mum and kain? Is there a matel mum and not matel mum? So that's going to be totally on whether there's a chiyuv to mak of the carbon. So balta is no chiyuv to mak of the carbon. So therefore, the carbon is mum and kain. The bchar is mum and kain, waiting for a mum, and so is matel. Mum b'kachim does get malchus, because anyway, it's not going up on the mizbech. because that's totally in where there's a chi of hakrava. We know that even if something which is an ol yerdu, even something which is usher to bring up on the mizbech, but since it's an ol yerdu, the halacha is that there is shkutei chutz on such a carbon. So since there's shkutei chutz on such a carbon, so memela, makir nafshel bishem bayis. So even though there's no chayachiva krava, but since the ma'ase would be kosher, so then, since the ma'ase would be kosher, so then that would be enough to make a iser of shkutei chutz. The stipler then mitches what's the pshat that there is no chiyav hakrova bizman hazeh. Why is there taka no chiyav hakrova bizman hazeh? Why did the chinuch nem that on for a pashtus? So the stipler says that the makar of the stipler, the makar of the chinuch is taka these kashas. Because we have a stira. The Gemara tells us, Rav Pishay Beis, and yet the Gemara tells us, and therefore Yechai Yashud Echutz, but yet the Gemara tells us that the Bechor is Mayim Kain. Yet the Gemara tells us that Matal Bum Bekotcham Zman Hazeh is not like it. How do the things stim? It must be that it's kosher, but there is no Chayvus HaKrova. The question is, why is there no Chayvus HaKrova? Now, we know that for HaKrova, you need Mizbech, and when there's no Mizbech, there is no Chiyav HaKrova. There is no, the Karbonos all possible. The Karbonos all possible. Even if Karbonos Mizbech, the Karbonos all possible. Tosfos says, how you Chayiv Bizman Hazeh, on Shreit Amala B'chutz, L'chayr, there is no Mizbech, to which Tosfos says in Zvachim, that in Echanami, you only Chayiv Amala like Teres, or Minchas, which don't need a Mizbech. Teres, it does need a Mizbech. So it needs Shechita, so something which needs Shechita, and a chanami will be possible due to lack of mizbech. The Rambam learns knowledge that. The Rambam says that even Sheikh Mizman is as chayiv. Chafetz Chaim says in Likutei Halachos that the Pshat is, since you can build a base of Mikdash, it's called Roy Lefnim. In that Mesera that they brought Karbonos for 54 years from Chorban Bayis Sheni till Chorban Beitar, they brought Karban Pesach. The way the Mesera is that the Mizbeach was Bonai. The Mizbeach was Bonai, and therefore when he was Chirish the Mikdash after Chorban Beitar, when he was Chirish the Mikdash, part of that Chirishis HaMikdash, that destroyed the Mizbeach also. So the Mizbeach, Al Kaponim, either it's a problem or it's not a problem. If you subscribe to the Chafetz Chaim Svara that you could build a Mizbeach, so then it's not a problem. If you don't, you can build a Mizbeach, that the Roy to build a Mizbeach doesn't make a Roy Pesach HaMoed, then it's a problem for B'dievet. We're looking for a problem with Chathchila and not B'dievet. So the Stipler says that Baal Tatoira really says, Al Pesach HaMoed, it's a Svara that without HaMoed, there is no Chiv. However, there is no chiyuv l'chatchila to bring karbonos. But the way the Binyan Tzina is saying, or if you want to take the Netziv, but not as far as the Netziv himself takes it, the Teretz says no reich nechayach. In our parsha of le'riach reich nechachem, so that would say that even if we were to solve all the other reasons, all the other chesreinus of fine kahanim yuchasim, we'll figure out to do with the shatnas and the big day kahuna, etc., will solve all the other problems that we could possibly have with Hakrova. But in Le'riach Re'ed Rechechem, it says that the Bereshit doesn't want our Kabbalah. That's the way the Meish of Dover says it. It says, Mamash Pasol. Okay, they have to deal with Shkut Echutz. Let's learn that Akopan, the Bereshit is Megala, he doesn't want it. Makrid Apish Ein Bayis, is Lechat Chila, Dafka, in a situation where Karbonus was after the Tzivoy of Ezra to build the base of Mikdash. So therefore, it's very Gishmak. The reason why the Chinuch says no Chiyuv HaKrova, right, the Hechacha doesn't have to be just from the Stira. That types of the Pasuk, Le'riach Re'at Nechachachem. But it's all not like the Ramban. The Ramban learns that we're now referring to this Darga of Re'at Nechach, which would passel the Karbon, or make the Karbon Kashav Le'olu, but rather we're referring to a darga in carbon, which, the eighth carbon, referring to a bayis sheni, dika darga. It's very interesting. If you look in the Sefer Emek Bracha on Haggadah Shel Pesach, so in the bracha that we say at the end of Magid, the bracha of Asher Galanu, we say V'neichel Shomen Azvachman Apsachim Apsachman Azvachim Ashe Yegia Domom L'kir Mizbechach L'rotzen, which will Yegia Domom L'kir Mizbechach L'rotzen. The question is, what's this extra knetch? Ashe Yegia Domom L'kir Mizbechach L'rotzen. What are we saying L'rotzen? So the Emek Bracha brings down the Mitziv that Bizman Azed is the Reach Nechayach, is the Reach Nechayach, and the Tziv says, but he also brings down what the Mitziv says, that Karban Pesach is kosher without Reach Nechayach, because Karban Pesach doesn't need Reach Nechayach, and Karban Pesach is kosher even without Reach Nechayach. So therefore, what we're being mispal is Ashegiyah Dom Kibbutz B'chach L'Rotzen. The Hainu, we should bring Karban Pesach in an environment where the Beit Mikdash will be standing. Should be again Makrinin Al Pi She'ein Bayis. Bring Karban B'zman Hazeh or Makrinin Al Pi She'ein She'ein Bayis. It should be Karbanos Ashegiyah Dom Kibbutz B'chach L'Rotzen. That should be a Karban which is brought with Reach Nechayach, and therefore it's a tefillah that we should bring karbonis, not makrin al pishein bayis, but we should bring karbonis with the binyan beis mikdash from here v'yamein.